Ja, wer war? Oh, it's out of battery power. Okay. And today, on the way up, Thomas said, "You're going to preach two encouraging messages?" I said, "Yes. One is very positive, and one is very negative." And she said, "How come it's not positive?" Well, I'll read my text, and then we'll read our scripture reading. Look in James 1, 14. But every 50 years ago in December, I was saved by the grace of God. And what it does in the life of God's people manifested. Though those have made sin less sinful. Sin is exceeding sinful, the word of God says. And you know, we look at the world, and it looks bad. Why? Because we've been compared with our Savior. We don't look to the Word of God. You know one of the great blessings of coming to Grace Baptist Church? I just hear the man stand in this pulpit and read a whole chapter from the Word of God. There was a young man, was about 9 or 10 years old, a young boy, when I passed on a Sunday morning as he was coming out, I'd say, "Aaron, would you like to quote scripture for us tonight?" "Yeah, I'd do that, Pastor." One time I remember him saying to the right, and he stopped. Not long ago, he's in his 30s now, asked his dad, I said, "How's Aaron doing with Scripture?" He says, "Oh, are you asking a serious question?" He said, "He studies more than most preachers I know." He developed a love of God. Not because let me tell you what. You go past South Point, I'm going to tell you the truth. It says speed limit 60. When you get to the exit that goes up, Hanging Rock has a speed limit of 60 miles an hour. And those two cops that patrol West 55th, let me tell you, one day, I've been telling my folks this, he'll say I'm gossiping. And that's a sin. He's driving along, you know how preachers are, yakety, 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 yak. All of a sudden, the siren started screaming, the red light started flashing. He says, what in the world's going on? I said, you're speeding. And, anyways, he pulled over and the cop pulled up behind him and got out. He could have said, I didn't see that sign. But that sign was sitting at the top of the road. Said, you were going 72 miles an hour, I'm going to give you a ticket. Do you have to give me a ticket? He said, no, I'm going to. God doesn't have to do anything in this world as far as see what I'm saying? That moment, that right there, I haven't He said, that not message. It's not negative. It's positive. And I'm going to show you why. Because God He died. Number two, not only did He die for our sins, He convicts us of our sins. I've had people tell me, well, if the Lord ever convicts me of that, I won't do it no more. What does the Bible say? If the Bible says it's sin, it's sin. And every sin and transgression shall receive the just recompense of reward. And it brings forth and then God, we can repent of sin, get back in God's will. Don't live in the body. How's God dealt the third way? He's dealt with us in conviction. He's dealt with us in chastisement. Then what does He do? I'm going to show you this. Death. sin when it's finished brings forth death. We all have temptations. They come to us basis. And one of and saved by the grace of God, and saved. So, when tasked, temptation comes. Let me give you an illustration. There is creeks and streams and lakes up. You know what? I go out to farm and farm. I've got those little flowers. I have those little rooster tails, for rock bass and smallmouth bass. And those that stream and you guys, fishermen and ladies, oh my, you don't know what you're missing. We'll be going in the summertime by a real pretty stream, and people say, I know, you're getting nervous, you're getting itchy, aren't you? Getting one of those ripples where they hang out to catch food, throw those rooster tails in there, and they start jiggling, reeling them in, catch fish. Same way with largemouth bass, muskie. Whatever we anybody know what a sucker fish is? They got a snout like this, and they got a little mouth. Very tiny little mouth. You have to use a tiny little hook and a tiny little bait to catch them. You know what my dad used to tell me growing up? He'd say, son, even a sucker fish wouldn't get caught if it kept its mouth shut. See what I'm saying? There's the enticement and the allurement. They take the bait. God said, we'll find it out. Satan. Let me My wife likes this one. You know, men thumble were dating back in the 60s. Buddy, I tell you, we were poor. Where we lived, people were poor. And we didn't go shopping. Did you ladies ever do this for men? You're probably not as old like we are. Maybe a few other little grocery stores or something. So we'd go window shopping. One day we went window shopping. Boy, did I get caught. We passed. And I thought, well, I'll buy that for her and give it to her. Boy, did that cost me. Thelma, hold up your left hand. Hold it up. See that? Look, but it makes no you know, to learn to deny ourselves the opportunity. And listen to me. Sin is not or committing adultery or robbing a bank or shooting a man. Sin is a commitment of God. Newsworthy. There is no this is no secret. Every our weakness. What did Jesus say? A man may say, I commit no murder. I'm not a murderer. But then he goes on and says, oh, wait. But you're guilty. There's an enticement. The opportunity comes, and the failure, the fall, the sin. So God knows that we can do that, so he makes way. How do they say? And what? Vamos ver. Sure. I have a point. For you. And with the little carrying case, 10 ounce bottles. They went to the store one day in the amber bottles. He got one of those and sat on the counter, paid for it, and he went outside. And he broke down and started weeping. What was he weeping over? That he loved root beer too much? There's nothing wrong with root beer. He said, Lord, if somebody remembers this, it might become a stumbling block because you said a root beer bottle and a beer bottle, those amber colored bottles down side by side, you can't tell the difference. He marched back in the store with tears streaming down his face, sat on the counter, and said to the lady, give me my money back. But what's wrong? And he told her his story. He said, I don't know if you knew I was a drunk, but I don't want you to think I'm a drunk. I don't want you to think I'm drinking. What is that? Was there anything wrong with the root beer shop? Abstain from that. That looks evil. People say, well, that's foolish and foolhardy. You know, this is sad, man. You. They're not pastor anymore. I see them fall into sexual sin. I see them fall into stealing from other people. I've seen them fall into lying and gossip and get caught up in every kind of immoral sin imaginable. Why is it so? And handle this. Preacher friend of mine was telling me about some preacher that got off in left field and got him a, always get a younger woman. They never get one their age. They always get one 20 years old when they get 60 or so. I don't know why. And I said, I can't do that. Well, you're just a man. You're just a mere man. I said, I have to have my wife's permission. Well, she ain't going to get you permission. I said, I know she won't. But what's that got to do with it? I said, everywhere I go, I take my wife with me. Why? Because I don't trust myself, nor I love my wife. We love being together. We've acquired the knack of loving one another and being together. Idleness and time and Satan and the flesh will produce some sin or other. It's sad, but it's true. One preacher says, But to it will spiritually bankrupt you. Let's look at some of the ways to overcome the lie and the lure of temptation. Number one, face reality. Let not one of us should say that. That when I'm tempted, we must never. I'm close to my wife. In Ephesians chapter 5, we have a wonderful relationship of love and care and doing. And she gets the best end of the deal. She'll say, I'm hungry, buy my lunch. Today, she'll tell me, when we go out of the parking lot, she'll say, we're going to stop at so-and-so place and eat lunch. I don't care. These poor old dishpan hands. To enjoy. Our poor boy. And she helped me. We raised our children together. Wow, that's God's way. God, family, home, church. And then everything else comes after. You say, both I did all that, but didn't have time for nothing else. How can we magnify sin? Somebody put your arm around your shoulder and says, brother, I know that you need prayer, encouragement. I'm praying for you that you would see the need not to do what you're doing and name it out of love. And because you know how you might and you can't overcome sin that way. Materialism. We must so what they do to the human race, she partook of that, Adam partook of it, and then, what did I say, never magnify sin? Blasphemy? They was walking in the cool of the day, and God came to them. We make it ahead ourselves. So what did he do? He magnified sin. How did he do that? He said, Adam, you ate of that tree. Oh! But God told Adam, don't eat it. And he was responsible for his wife. Materialism. Stuff. What happens in the first murder? No. You get it, Lord, but I brought that and accept that. Why? That's not my way. What's the next thing? Pride. Pride brings us shame. Proverbs chapter 29. An unjust man is an abomination to the just. Do we not understand that? Do we see that? You know what we should do to overcome that? Practice humility. Then our self-assertiveness. Overcome. What's that? Here's this other fellow. He cast his eyes down. He couldn't look up to heaven. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the Lord, rather than the other. May we, I'm telling me now, not you, may we never get before the Lord and say, Lord, look out the sin. Name it by name. Repent of it. Look in Proverbs 24. Proverbs 2:34. Look at this in a spirit. I went by the faith. Well, I did not take the time to have a wonderful set. And I was broken down. No protection. And so, and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slump, a little fold of the hands to sleep. So, as one man, knows all. That man, women, boys and girls fall into worldly amusements. When you bring before sin. At that very and at may need to start the friends of the opportunity. Else we'll fall into sin. False assumption. Adam Bell Eve. The one if we say we need to identify sin. And if we confess us from all sin, that's a good thing. That's positive. Take that responsibility. If we do sin. Why? Know this for sure. God is of your eyes. Then to look upon sin, look back to Calvary. Here was Christ. As he saw, he bore it. And that brings us to this. Dear hearts, we're in a futile position. Admit that. To that, away to yield to that temptation, entrapped by the delusion that Satan puts for us, and the full results of temptation follow the lure and the lie of sin. When it is finished, it brings forth death. Now starving the old man. Because it brings tragic results. What does God say about a matter? Sin is a transgression of the laws of God. God. Read the scripture. The Lord reveals. And we'll read this and then we'll close. Look in Hebrews. Now I want to point out something to you about this scripture. Hebrews chapter 10. Number one, I'm going to go through this. I'm not going to ask you to read every scripture. In fact, 22 out. Verse 22 and back. To the death and love and good works. Verse 25. And then, in verse 30, the Lord shall judge his people. Sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. What we say, the three things were conviction of sin, chastening of sin, and then the completion of sin, death. In verse 31, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Brings forth death. The just shall live by faith. May every one of us, saved by God's grace, see the need of just simply taking care of sin in our lives. How will I know when chastisement comes? You look at the Word, you look at your life, you compare what you're doing in all your life. And God will point out to you. Did you know the Bible says, "What for whatsoever things that are not of faith is sin." If you're not faithful to the things of God, and you know that you should, that's sin. Please be repented of. It brings chastisement. If chastisement fails, then comes death. What did James say? Do not err, my beloved. Heavenly Father, speak to each of our hearts today, saved by the grace of God, washed in your blood. Let us keep ourselves pure and unspotted from the world. Let us starve the allurements of the flesh, the desires of fleshly carnal matters that will simply destroy us unless they're repented of. And if we are guilty today, if someone has been brought to guilt, may they repent right now in their hearts. Take care of those matters that are displeasing. Do those things that are pleasing. Know that keep the commandments. Let the Holy Spirit enhance our relationship with our Savior. Seek more and not less in our relationship with you, blessed Savior. Why? You said, for the time is short. The night is far spent. The day is far spent, rather, the night's upon us. And no man can do these things. Lord, you're coming. You're knocking at the door. Let us make sure today that each of us is ready. For we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother.